Now, live from the Blind Ninja Studios in Western Wisconsin, a show with no purpose, hosted by experts at drinking, and they're almost definitely wearing pants. It's time for the Department of Offense.
Welcome to episode 450 of the Department of Offense. I'm your host, Casey. Jeremy, as always, is Carlos.
I'm here.
And Gordon.
How's it going?
I mean, it's going fine, I guess. Chris, what have you been up to this past week, man?
Oh, not too much. The weather's kind of sucked this last week.
Yeah, it has. It has gotten both buggy and muggy.
Yeah, like we got like a bunch of rain and then like all the bugs, the humidity. Yesterday was the only like nice day of the whole week.
Yeah, and I got to spend it all inside.
Yeah, and it was also too windy for me to like go do any frisbee golf. So
I mean, have you thought about flying a kite?
No. And I have not, and I would never consider that.
So you have thought about it?
I won't even consider it.
Well, no, but you thinking about it to see if you would consider it or not.
Well, that didn't happen this last week.
Okay, so you haven't considered it.
I haven't thought of it or considered it the last week.
Oh, man.
And, but yeah.
I don't see why not. Like, it's pretty great. Like, it's a very relaxing activity.
Yeah, let's see. Not too much. Just
ignoring the...
Yeah, I'm just moving on.
Just moving on from kites, huh?
Yeah, I think it was dumb.
What about those battle kites? Or you just fly around and you cut the kite strings of little children.
So, there's actually battle kites.
I know. That's why I was...
But, like, that's, like, a nation, and, like, they don't... They, like... The problem was, like, they also, like, use, like, a wire instead, because it must be cheaper or something,
when
somehow.
It cuts better.
Well, people get injured.
Yeah, which makes kites cool. Like, as soon as you can get injured doing something, it now becomes cool, right?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Battle kites?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but besides that, not too much. Been working out, got my mace routine is now up to 50 minutes, so that means as long as it's not too hot, I'll probably start transitioning over to the larger mace, and then...
Nice.
Yeah, I found out that I just can't... Like, I try to... So I try to... Haven't seen like have a little microdose of a gummy before doing the bike routine workout, but like, so it makes it so I just no longer am able to track like how many push-ups or sit-ups I'm doing before I start biking, and then it makes it so like I just like get too distracted while I'm biking. I can't
so
focus.
You said microdose, yeah. Which
for me microdose for me.
Okay, I'm like in my head I'm thinking like we have very different definitions of the word microdose.
I took a bite of my gummy, and I can't remember the percent, the THC content of the gummy, but I had half of it.
So you had 5 milligrams.
Oh, no, it was more than 5 milligrams.
Aren't the gummies 10?
No, I might have had 20. I think those might have been 40
okay,
milligrams.
That is the opposite of, that is just a dose.
You know, I don't actually know. I haven't touched them for a while because they just don't taste good.
You're like one of those like tech bros who's like, yeah, I'm microdosing on mushrooms, and then just eats all of the mushrooms.
Well, it's easier to bite it in a half than a quarter. But yeah,
that doesn't mean microdosing. You can't use the word microdosing. You just took weed before working out.
It didn't help. Didn't help. Like I'm better. Like if I only have music and I just focus on, I'm able to zone out just enough while I'm biking for that. Like I can't even watch TV while I'm biking because I just like I'll get too distracted and I'll slow down. And then let's see. Besides that, played some more RimWorld. My colonies had a bit of an issue where the sun went out, and you kind of need the sun for crops. So that wasn't great.
I mean, not if you dehydrate and freeze all the people quick.
Well, there's a lot of human rage, and luckily, like, there's alternative meat sources that I was able to find. But that, unfortunately...
It's called cannibalism.
Well, it's okay with the ideology that my Miskatonic investigators have. But then things went downhill because there were so many raids that my supply of leather and meat was so much that I started a robot raid. And that killed a third of my people.
And you can't eat robots.
Yeah.
Wait, why did the robots want leather?
No, it's because like it's just like one of the raid events is like robots, and unfortunately it was robots with like they had like these giant termite ones that'll like eat through like just destroy mountains and walls. So I had no protection from them, and they killed a third of my people. So after that, I decided to go all in on making them superhuman. Like so basically, I have made one of the people that is like important for colony defense is more machine than person, has a third arm, and also gave there I have a mod for doom weapons, and they have a little overpowered gun. So, and the squid survived. I'm sure you cared a lot about the mind flayer. He's still kicking.
Yay.
Yeah, still able to eat the brains. Good. That's what I've been up to.
I mean, at least you're doing something productive, I guess. Even that mind flayer flaying.
Yeah.
Just flaying minds. Gordon, what have you been up to?
Went down to Indiana. I think it was pretty sure it was last weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I remember getting a text message. what was it? Apparently 6 liters of Too Hard to give you a hangover?
A little bit of one, yeah. It was a bit of a slow start that
day. I didn't even know it came in liters.
Do they have like a brewery down there? Or
neither did they. It's like a little wing. It's called Wings, etc. Actually, really solid food.
They have wings and etc.?
Yeah.
How are the wings?
Direct marketing. It's perfect.
How was the etc.?
It was solid. I had a Nashville hot chicken kind of thing.
Okay.
And that was good. Very good. But yeah, I said, I'll take a Bell's Too Hearted. And she looked confused and goes, well, he must have saw it on the menu. And she came back. She goes, which one is that? I go, this one. She goes, does it come in a 34 ounce? I go, well, I don't work here, so I'm going to say yes. She goes, oh, well, I've never served it before. And it tasted like it hasn't been served before. But it was good.
Was it whelming?
Very.
So, like, it was just an old beer?
Yeah, it was definitely past its prime. But after, you know, your third liter of it, you can't really tell anymore.
There is that.
You didn't decide to transition to, like, a fresher beer. You stuck with it, huh?
No. We were out in the middle of fuck nowhere, small town Indiana. There wasn't a lot of variety. I mean, your typical insert light
beer. Well, I'm sure after your visit, they'll be able to take it off their tap list.
Probably. But it was a good time.
Like, yeah, we finally paid for that keg.
Well, I ordered around. There's 5 of us, and I got 5 liters of beer, and it was, I think it was $28 before tip, and I go, Jesus Christ, this is expensive. But I think it started to dawn on me that I'm getting liters, not fucking pints. So, there's that.
Well, there is that.
But it was fun. One of my brothers, for about every 1 liter I got through, he was getting through 2, maybe 3. He wasn't drinking Too Hard, or he was drinking, I think, Busch or something.
Coors, yeah, maybe. It doesn't matter, Gordon. That's still a fuckload of liquid. Also, I've seen how quickly you drink beer. Like, even at the liter scale.
It was a good time that night, and then it stopped being a good time when we had to get into the car and drop everybody off at the respective places to sleep.
Yeah, in the curvy road.
Yeah, that was
rough. I bet that road was straight as an arrow.
No.
Gordon, I've seen you eat mushy onions.
But, yeah, that's really about it. It was a good time.
Nice. And then,
yeah, now it's Memorial Day weekend.
It is, and we were going to have a pool party. Now it's going to rain, so we're not going to have a pool party because there's going to be lightning, and you can't really hang out in a pool in lightning.
Well, you can, but you're rolling the dice.
You're rolling a lot of dice there. But, yeah, let's see. What have I been up to? Not much this week. Got some new monitors. That was pretty exciting. Made some progress on my app, so that's pretty dope. Decided to get away from a leveling system, went more towards like a gear-based progression system, but easier to balance. Carlos talked me into that. We went to Swinging Bridge on Friday night. Had a couple of cocktails, and they were pretty good. I got a smoked Old Fashioned, and they put it in, like, a bell jar with a bunch of smoke. Made you feel all fancy.
And then basically, like, what, one or two other people just got it right after seeing
yep.
that?
Have you ever seen the guy on the vein of smoking things? But what's his name? He's a chef, Sad Poppy. But it has quick little tutorial videos on like how to anything from cooking a full meal to just, hey, here's some prep stuff that I do for my meals later on. And he did a smoked oil. So he just took cooking oil, filled it, got his little smoke thing out, filled it up, and he goes, yeah, and then you wait till the smoke disappears, taste it. If you like it, great. If you don't, add more smoke, rinse, repeat. And then he blended that with like garlic and some other shit and made smoked garlic butter.
Oh, damn.
And then he showed how to do it with charcoal as well. And it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Never thought about that. Good. Yeah.
Sounds dope. And then, let's see, yesterday, I spent the entire day sanding a floor. My girlfriend is redoing the floors in her bedroom, and so we went to Home Depot, and we rented some sanders, and then we sanded the floor all day, and then we brought the sanders back, and then we got yelled at by the Home Depot employees.
Why?
Because apparently we didn't clean it right. They're like... So when we picked them up, the guy didn't say fuck all about like what condition they had to be when they came back. So like we emptied the bags and like wiped them off, but like we didn't have like an air compressor or anything. And so we pull up and we pull them down and the guy's like, these aren't fucking clean. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, well, the bags are supposed to be inside out. These are dusty as shit. I'm like, well, that really sounds like a you problem now.
Are you using palm sanders or a drum sander?
We use like a giant belt,
just
stand behind like belt sander, and then one that like that was like a big orbiting sander that you stood behind.
I'm surprised it took all day though. Like I wouldn't think it would take that long to sand floors.
Yeah, there was some start and stop, and a power cord may have gotten run over at some point, and. Turns out a belt sander, like, goes through a power cord real fucking quick.
It'll do that. It's just...
On the way here, I was listening to a podcast, and the guy being interviewed, they opened up with, so I was told about a shirt that says, I got my dick stuck in a belt sander, and all I got was this stupid T-shirt. Guy, how the fuck did you find? Apparently, he was, like, planning out, he was making a memorial for a guy they knew that died, and was this... wearing his, what do they call them, Ranger panties, UDT shorts, and just kind of going along, and all of a sudden it got the shorts caught in there and just ripped everything through. Yeah, so that was an emergency visit and a flight from Hawaii to Dallas, Texas to see a specialist and all that jazz. But
I think feel like you just don't have a penis anymore at that point.
Well, I guess his wife at the time described it looking like a burnt flat pancake.
That's why you wear safety equipment, kids.
And he was wearing shorts and he did that?
Yeah, I don't know. The host was crying laughing, and I'm trying not to laugh so hard that I drive off the fucking road listening to this. Because, you know, 15, 20 years down the road, in hindsight, everything's hilarious. But anyway, the power cord. Yes, they will eat about anything.
Yeah, no, they will. They just whoom, and so dealt with that. And by dealt with that, I mean we swapped it to the other cord, and then we wrapped that cord up real nice and hoped that the Home Depot employees didn't notice. And they didn't.
People like you is why I don't do rental equipment anymore.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Do you rent paint sprayers? No. Well, it says you do online, not at my location, sorry.
No, we don't do that.
Oh, yeah, no, like, people fuck up paint sprayers. Yeah.
Well, also, it's, like, it's the whole, like, drive it like a rental type of deal, right? I don't care.
The cleaning, people would bring them back dirty all the time, and cleaning it wasn't that hard. You just throw it in a bucket of water and just flush until water comes out clean. I had a guy take a machine that's meant to spray, you know, paint on your walls of your house without issue.
Mm-hmm.
He was putting some sort of solvent, what I could only guess to be floor epoxy, through it, which set up in the machine and in the hose. And you go, oh, it just stopped fucking working. I fucking wonder why. So that was fun.
Also, like, you can't do that. There's too many bubbles then.
I just noticed that the beer I'm drinking is a Gordon-sized beer. It tastes so good. It's going down so smooth. This Peach Force Imperial Peach Ale IPA. It's a 9.5%.
Did you finish it?
Not almost.
In 15 minutes. All right. Cool. I'm glad I'm playing Sabak against you guys tonight.
It's all right. We'll get some food in my stomach after this.
I'll be fine.
It's okay. Our beer for the show is definitely not that many alcohols.
That's good.
It doesn't say. So that means it's no alcohols, right?
That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's eight alcohols.
And speaking of, somebody's been really behaved on the show today.
Yeah. Well, I started e-collar training Lando a couple of weeks ago, and it has been a night and day difference. It's incredible.
You just have to give him the beep now?
Yeah, pretty much. So we're on the, I never really had to, do much. We kept it on, a one or two, just enough to, have him be like, oh, there's something there. And then he looks back, but he's walking loose leash now. We're doing a little bit of, off leash recall training in the, at the college on the athletic field there when there's nobody around, and bringing the Frisbee out and just chucking it. And he just, we do that for an hour, and he's like this. He's all sleepy boy.
Yeah, last night, Rick came over, so he was, he was kept active and awake pretty late. And then, after 11, I took him outside, and he came right back. It was like, oh, this is great. I didn't have to hunt him down in the yard or anything.
A tired dog is a well-behaved dog. Yeah. That's how the Lando works. He's sleepy today. Because, you guys kept him up late last night. Because I came home this morning, and he immediately, I opened my bedroom door, and he immediately, jumped up in my bed and went immediately to sleep. Usually he's like, oh, let's play real quick. And then he was just like, I just want to go to bed.
He was just sleeping on the couch all night, so.
Yeah, nice. Well, should we drink a beer?
Yeah, let's do that.
And talk about it. Urgh, I'm going to, here, take them. Somebody take them. All right, so we have a 100-year jubilee going on around right now from Black Stack Brewing. 8%. Our buds over at Chatterbox Pub are celebrating their 100th anniversary this year. As the oldest bar in Minneapolis, we got together to make a little congratulatory banger to celebrate. We use triple-digit portions of three of our favorite hops, New Zealand Nelson Sauvin, Cashmere, and New Zealand Nectarone, in honor of them hitting triple digits. Here's three cheers to another 100 years of serving only the finest beers. I don't think I've been to Chatterbox.
So this one is an 8%er.
Yeah, I probably don't need a full pint of this, but... Here's to you.
Ooh.
Oh, that's got a juicy nose.
So this is a double hop. Well, what's the DIPA? It's a...
double.
What's the TDH?
Triple dry hopped. Triple dry hopped double IPA. From Black Stack Brewing.
That's a pretty good, though. 100 years...
100 years is good. I feel like I need to look up Chatterbox. Let's see. Yeah, I don't think I've been here.
Chatterbox Pub.
Speakeasy and Pub. Chatterbox is known for an award-winning curated beer menu, craft cocktails, diverse... I need to go here now. This place looks great. They got a menu... They got tenderback ribs as their starters, a chicken quesadilla.
Oh, their starter is ribs. Will.
Yeah. They got a Cinco de Mayo dip. They got cheesy bread. Dang.
I like how the outside of it looks like a small town dive bar that you'd stumble across, but the interior looks gorgeous.
Ooh. Hellcat Inferno Pizza. Inferno glazed chicken, mozzarella, caramelized onions, blue cheese, crispy spoked bacon. That actually sounds really good. What else they got on here? Lobster mac, fish tacos, a barbacoa pot roast?
Really?
That sounds fucking delicious.
They got a hell of a menu, it sounds like.
I know. Beer battered chicken strips. Loaded mac and cheese. Lobster grilled cheese club sandwich. Honey's heavenly ham. Ooh, and they got burgers. God damn it. All right, we're going to Chatterbox, folks. Well, not right now. We have a show to do, and we won't be able to.
Just hit the pause button. We'll just be pause fine. Like, yeah. 5 minutes.
All right. Well, I hope that I talked long enough for you to form some opinions about the beer.
Yeah, you get like some like fruit in the when you're smelling it. I can't nail down the fruit, but it's just a pleasant fruit smell.
Like it smells like a mixed fruit cup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get heavier like, lemon more than anything on the nose.
I get like lemon, mandarin.
Very refreshing.
Like, almost like syrupy fruit.
Very refreshing on the tongue.
Does not taste like an 8%er.
Finishes off with like a mild dryness.
Mm-hmm.
A little underwhelmed on the lack of like hopness to it.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm actually kind of okay with that. That's not super hoppy. Like with all the with the triple dry hop and everything, I was like, I thought like I was gonna be having like a hop bomb, and I'm not really feeling a hop bomb right now. This is just like a smooth drink.
I'm only tasting on like half of my tongue. The other half of my tongue is feeling left out. And that's a bummer. I'm missing the bitterness. I want a little bit more. I think that's just like the older I get, the more I crave. Like I just want a little bit of bitterness. Like this Pilsner is more bitter than that.
I'm not mad about it, but yeah.
No.
I'd like, if you're going to triple dry hop something, I'd like some bite to it.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to finish this, so if anybody wants any more of it, you're welcome to it.
I'm going to have trouble finishing this one. This is an 8%er.
I know, we should have split one, but that's okay. My goal is to just get you drunk so I can take all your money later.
Yeah, we didn't talk about, like, we're doing a little get-together of doing some Sabacc tournament tonight.
Yeah, we're going to do just a small little Sabacc tournament, see how it goes. And then I want to do like a big one, like a big, like Star Wars night, Sabacc tournament.
And we've talked about this, like have like everybody like pick up like some ship on like get like a little tiny plastic Mattel or whatever, like ship as like, so you can gamble your ship away.
I found an Etsy shop online that's, selling, like homemade, like, or like 3D printed and like decorated, like, code cylinders with a schematic of the ship for that code cylinder attached. That's
cool. Cause I was like thinking, like, it'd be cool if you had like a little, like, so if you could gamble your ship, but you also still get to keep something at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be great.
May 4th is on a Sunday next year.
Wow. That wouldn't be a bad way to do that. Be kind of fun. Do like a birthday Sabacc tournament.
Yeah, since we can never seem to get it happening on New Year's.
Yeah.
You just need Jacqueline to plan it. She seems to be good at that.
Planning the parties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get her on the horn with people because they showed up to her party.
What do you mean? They don't show up to my party? What?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Everybody showed up to fucking Steintober.
No,
it's
I didn't.
It's not getting people to show up for Casey's parties. It's the fucking scheduling, getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Also, like,
what was I doing? Oh, I was sick as shit. That's
yeah, you were sick. Like, we had bought an extra keg of beer just because you were coming.
I was so excited too.
And a bunch of an extra 30 sausages. Like,
you'll have to make it this year because it was a hell of a
and he's been
time.
Training for the Steinhold, so
that's just one of the workouts. It's just one of the workouts I threw in there.
All right, give me a number.
I really enjoyed this actually. I'm going to give this an 8. Like I'm really liking this. So this nice smooth, hoppy. Really wish it was an 8%. I wish it was like more of like a 7%, 6.5%. But I like it.
I'm gonna dock. I mean, it's passing. I'm gonna dock it a couple points and give it a 7. I think if it had more hop character to it, solid 8.5, 9.
Like, it's good. It feels one note. And that's a little bit of a bummer to me. For a $26 four pack, I was hoping for a little bit more depth.
I don't.
Oh, wait, for that price. Oh, God. No, like, if I was keeping pricing, they'd drop my. I don't track price, but if I did, it would drop my score.
Yeah. Yeah. I was expecting a little bit more. It's good. It's not amazing. This isn't something that I'm like, oh, my God, you all got to try this. Yeah, 7. didn't quite meet up to the alcohols. Again, like, if this was a 6% beer, 5-6%er with this hop character, I could probably forgive it a little bit more. But if you're going to boost up that alcohol, like, you need to really bring in that bitterness to balance it out. Because it's just a little sweet. It's a little one note. I feel like they're just, it could be more balanced.
It could be a good post-yard work beer. Especially if you're not paying.
Well, I mean, if you want to get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, oh, no. If
you
want to
finish
things
working
like,
out. And
I've just been
like,
working in the yard for the last 8-10 hours. I'm thirsty. I want a beer. And you grab it, not paying attention to the 8%er. You go, oh, this is nice and refreshing. And then you have
and then you're just
two
destroyed
or three.
Afterwards.
And you're like, why are the TV screens? Why
it
are
might
they
be,
double?
It might be better if it was a yard beer for after you had a full meal.
Right.
All right. Let's see. Well, should we dive right into some discussion topics?
Sure.
All right. Well, I'm going to start us off with a nice, easy one, guys. I've been seeing lately all of these like childhood millennial beverages have been getting boozified. Like, I've seen alcoholic Sunny D. And just like all these things like that. I'm like, what's the next one? What's the next thing?
I know for sure that we've had a beer that tasted like fucking XO Cooler.
We have. We've also had one that tasted like Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
Like, what's the next childhood beverage that's going to get boozified? Is it fucking Yoo-Hoo? Is it?
Well, I mean, like, that's
Run
just like a
Yoo-Hoo.
That's a chocolate white Russian.
Tang margarita mix?
Go get a Tangarita.
Actually, like, I think that'd be cool. Like, a chocolate white Russian, like just like a Yahoo, but you call it like the
it's
dude.
Yoo-Hoo.
You call it Yoo-Hoo.
Yahoo is the search engine.
Whatever. But like
Yahoo,
you call it like the dude or something like that, and it's just a chocolate white Russian. I think that would kind of do pretty well.
But what then? Is it just not? Is it Yoo-Hoo branded?
Oh, no. But like. Because, like, well, the problem is, like, a lot of the things, like, not a lot of these companies want to have, like, their stuff assigned with, like, alcohol. Like, I've had, like, some THC candies that tasted exactly like the candies. I don't think those were actually legitimately made by Skittles. I'm just going to put that out there.
What?
But that was a Skittle package I had on there. And, like, I don't think, Yoo-Hoo, or is it Yoo-Ha?
No, it's Yoo-Hoo.
Did you ever
drink any Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah, I had some Yahoo.
God damn. Okay, boomer.
You get that at the store with your knockoff everything else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But like I think
like
if
you're with your Stench Armstrong and your
No, that'd be a hell of a knockoff. You don't even have to make it stretch. You're like, just make it look like it and just make it smell bad. It'd be great. Because like, you don't know that you wouldn't know what smells bad if it's in the packaging. It's like, okay, this is not actually a Stretch Armstrong. That'd be, but actually, I do think that'd be an interesting take because like you're getting like two, you get the people that are kind of like craving like the Yoo-Ha's of their childhood.
And I know you're doing it on purpose.
Well, because I want.
It's so fucking
irritating. I'm trying not to say Yahoo.
It's Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah. Anyways, they don't want that chocolate. Like they want that chocolate drink of their childhood, but they also were millennials, and they kind of are really fucking love those type of movies of that were, you know, they were too young for in the first place. I forgot the name of it. I keep wanting to say Kingpin. That is not the right bowling movie.
The Big Lebowski?
The Big Lebowski, yeah.
How do you
call the dude, and you got like a combination of white Russian that you can get on at a fucking gas station. Like you just may have a low enough percent. Like hit like 10%. I don't know.
Carlos, how drunk are you right now?
The copy just needs to be the conversation of Walter and the dude on the back.
Look, I'm just saying, like that. As soon as I heard, the Yahoo, damn, that's the wrong one. I was trying say it correct that time. You. You. You get the... That, I was trying to say it correct, guys. I was trying to say it correct. You get the yoo-hoo. Like, I said I heard that, and like, I just thought, like, a white Russian beverage pre-make, like, ready to go. I think that could do well. Let's have somebody else go.
All right, I got an, I don't know if anybody else has anything else to add on.
I would say orange Fanta. Maybe like a seltzer or something, I suppose, would be the only route
like
I would
go
with it.
Like, I mean, you could go like, you do like creamsicle or like,
yeah.
What about like a boozy orange Julius?
Eh. I don't know.
Oh.
Not I guess I don't do a lot of like sweet, thick things.
Well, the thing is, like, it has to be mild enough that you don't pick up on the booziness for the orange Julius.
Because I know there is a company, they have Not Your Father's Root Beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have a creamsicle.
Yeah, I think so.
They do. But I don't know. We were doing a lunch event at work, and one of my sales reps brought over some orange Fanta. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen this since before. You know, I could see over this fucking table. Had one of those immediately, you know, back to just fucking like, elementary school. Yeah.
Like when he was offering them to you, did he like, Fanta? Fanta? Don't you wanna?
The Jesus. Germans, they love the Fanta.
Like, those were some commercials back in the day. They stuck in my head.
But, yeah. Those are my two ideas.
Those are good ideas. Yeah. I like them. All right, I have another one. What early internet technology do you wish would make a comeback? I'm talking, like, anything, like, pre, like, 2002, 2003. Like, there was, like, we had, like, you know, like GeoCities and like that era. Like, is there anything from that era that you wish would make like a comeback?
Yes. So I think I will sometimes want to know that the internet is trying hard. So I want to hear that dialed up. So I know that it is trying to do something.
I want the internet to work.
I just want to know
freeloading internet bullshit.
Like, we have like every once in a while we have like internet issues, and if I start hearing that, like, okay, it's trying to fix itself.
Yeah,
like that would be nice.
That would be nice. I agree. I do miss the sound, but I don't miss the sound.
The worst is when you'd try to call somebody and they're on the internet, and you'd get that screech pipe through your phone.
I would just have I think later on it was just a dial tone. We also had a second phone line because we were fancy.
Yeah, we were not.
I'm just hearing data. I miss like instant message, like chat room things. You know, like you had like Yahoo or IRC.
Well,
and,
you still have those.
They're not the same.
I don't know. Like, it depends on the community, really. Like their Discord's gotten pretty big for like a lot of like for like you get a group together and like for like certain, like you'll have like hundreds of people that are like, for example,
that's too
like
many
stuff.
People I just want people that I know on the thing.
Well, because it like ends
and
up
and they set their dumb little status.
MSN chat room taught me more about typing than any of the fucking computer classes I had to take.
Oh, for me it was MMOs, early MMOs, and like online gaming.
I never got into the MMO.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
It's highly addictive.
Apparently,
a lot of
they don't do typing classes
I
anymore.
It's because kids don't type anymore.
Well, that's the problem is, like, apparently that's kind of
issue. Yeah, I read something that Gen Z is one of the worst generations with technology. Like, Gen Z and Gen Alpha are terrible with tech.
Oh, it's like we were we were taught typing. Like, we had a class like in high school about typing. So you teaching you how to type well. Like,
yeah.
So you don't look at your keyboard, stuff like that. Like, just the good basics. And I think like a lot of like high schools might have dropped that. It was like, oh, we have an advanced enough technology. They'll pick it up other ways. And I don't think they are.
Well, it's because nobody uses like a keyboard anymore. Like, at least like at that age, you're always on your phone.
No. Phone or tablet
or tablet kind of, and we're in the realm of like gated gardens where there is no troubleshooting. There's none of that. Like, back in our day, if we wanted to download some music, we had to, like, figure out how to not get 17 million viruses. And if we did, how to fix it. And, like, how to cobble all this shit together. And we had to troubleshoot, right? And they just don't have to do that. They just expect technology to work. And if it just doesn't work, then they throw up their hands like, what the fuck?
To be fair, in their defense, that's me. Because I didn't really get technology until I was in college.
You still don't get technology.
No,
Gordon.
I don't. But I have a phone number that I can call for people that do. Like when my network went down and I have a number for IT and they're like, oh, this is a network issue. You need to call them. Like, okay, who? We'll connect you. I'm like, perfect. The nice lady on the other end of the phone was trying so hard to be patient with me. But she starts speaking in a language that I did not understand, and I had to stop her. I go, listen, I'm 35, but I only sell paint for a living. I need basic numbers and basic colors right now. And I think she had to stifle herself from laughing. Like, I'm a fucking caveman compared to you. Walk me through step by step, and I'm going to confirm with you before I do anything. And yeah, I think that was probably the longest day of her life.
Gordon, you have such salesman energy. I love it. Like, I'm just thinking, like, every like good sales guy I have worked with talks exactly like that. Like,
but you
here's how I'm going to downplay myself and then make you work a little harder so I actually understand what the fuck is going to go on.
you sold her on the
I know where my boundaries are.
you really sold her on where she's going to be investing her time for next hour.
Yes. Six, actually.
What did you fucking do?
I didn't do anything. The Network of the Future upgrade people did everything.
Then they should have fixed it.
They left, and I was very pissed off.
That's the future!
I was fucking livid because I was completely dead in the water. Nothing worked, and when you're a company that runs on computers, it's a bit of a problem.
Nah, if your computers don't work, just sell paint with your hands.
Before she showed up, they sent some third-party kid that still lives in his parents' basement and shows up, pulls up some screen that I've never seen before. We're on a 96 Linux DOS operating system.
Gordon, I don't think living in somebody in your parents' basement is the insult you mean it to be. Because, well, just yeah, like, we are a stunted generation financially.
It's clear that he hasn't seen the inside or of a shower or seen a stick of deodorant in the previous year.
You should have hosed him down.
I should have. Anyway, gets in, pulls up the screen, pokes around for 30 seconds, goes, yeah, I really don't know what the system is. I go, and why the fuck are you in my building right now? Get the fuck out.
Did you say that?
Yes. Because I was, stress levels were here at like a 9.5 during the upgrade because that was a 4-day process that was supposed to be an afternoon. And then that just rocketed me up, you know, when everything just went dead on me, rocked me up to like a 12 out of 10.
Where did this guy come from?
I have no idea.
He just showed up?
Yes, because I called
IT. Was he a guy trying to buy paint?
No. I called IT and they're like, oh, we're going to send a certified tech over. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking bullshit. So then he leaves. I call back. They put me to people that actually know what they're talking about. But there's something, what they call it? A data port was not communicating with the mothership off in, at HQ or something to that.
Yeah, that sounds legitimate enough.
They sold you a line of bullshit.
All I know is I had 120 feet of Ethernet cable running through my store and testing different plugs on different computers.
Did you have a boost in that line?
Huh?
Were they fucking with you?
They were fucking with you. Gordon, you can't. I mean, you technically can run Ethernet that long, but that's too long of a cable.
They said go buy a cable from Best Buy. They didn't tell me what size. So I could, well, I know my server box is back here, and I know my computer's over here, and I don't know how far that is, and I'm going to have to make it so it's not a trip issue if this lasts more than
that's
a couple
too
hours.
Big of a cable, Gordon.
Well, that's what I bought.
So you know how electricity...
On the upside is that it's enough for me to run from my router into my office at home.
Yep, yeah, like... Is it really 125 feet long?
120, according to
the
package.
That's too long. Hey. It signal degrades over time.
Sure.
Or over distance. Like, that's that's too long.
Well, there's normally a port at the computer that has its own thing that goes with the server box. But because apparently that port was not working. They had me testing individual. It's a big fucking server box with a bunch of letters and numbers on it.
Why didn't you bring your computer to the server box?
Because it's attached. I'll take a picture and show you the lack of cable management at my POS.
I don't understand why you just didn't yank it out of there. Like a He-Man.
why didn't you just throw it across the room? It's like, I need a new one.
That is how I've gotten a new one in the past, and you can only play that card so many times.
Gordon, I feel like that's the card you always play.
Well,
you've done that to how many devices in your office?
Enough that I'm pretty sure I'm flagged.
What do they say, like, what you had it replaced before, like, you just say, it fell down some stairs.
He crushed a phone.
Oh, like, I know that.
No, that's how I did get new computers when I was at a different store and a new fax machine while at that store, because I was fixing a paper jam.
Basically, at Gordon's place of work, they basically give him, like, tough book jitterbugs because
they really fucking should.
He can't break them when he throws them across the room, and they only have four buttons because that's all he can remember how to use.
Was it in a 12-month period? This I did get flagged for this one. I went through an iPhone 5, 6, 7, and 8, and two
iPads. Well, you're
iPads.
Just counting at that point.
You're just going up.
Yeah, well, because I knew eventually I was going to get to the fucking new ones that actually worked and would not stop forgetting my fucking thumbprint.
Is that why you were folding them?
No, one iPhone slipped out of my hand while I was on the fourth story on the roof of a casino, and it detonated when it hit the concrete below me.
Did you just want to see what would happen if you dropped it?
No, I was pissed because it wouldn't recognize my thumbprint for like the third time that month, and I was trying to pull something up that I needed because that's why I was on the fucking roof in the first place.
I mean, that's why it's the fallback of put a code in.
So it slipped out of my hand going about Mach 1 when it hit that concrete.
Were you able to pull up the thing you needed after you did that?
No.
I wonder why.
Well, what's going to happen anyway? Another one fell into a bucket of a hot solvent called MEK, methyl ethyl ketone. Turns out that fries whatever's inside iPhones.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Do they have a Gordon budget? Like, this is just like, this is the money we're just going to lose on Gordon every year.
All right. What's the story with your new phone that you added a hinge to? How did that even happen?
Well, Casey, Hinge is an app.
It was in my hand one moment.
It was a physical hinge.
What? Gordon, that's not how that works. That's not how apps work at all.
He'd heard about this new dating thing.
They said,
he was like, I wanted Hinge on my phone.
That was the aftermath.
How does that even happen?
Well, it just slipped out of my hand and hit some pallet racking at high speeds. And yeah, it bad.
When you say it like that, it doesn't sound like an accident.
Gordon, I think you need like a wristband with like a string connected to your phone. So like if you throw it, like, it just comes back.
Like
at you.
Children have with their mittens.
Not having a very good day.
If you throw it, it just comes right back at you.
It hits him in the face.
It hadn't been a very good like 3-4 month period. And then some other shit happened that was just the straw on the camel's back. And my phone broke.
Yeah, I mean, weird.
Well, I brought into the store and like, yeah, I need a new phone. Like, why? And I threw it on the counter. Like, holy shit, dude! Well, you just bent the case. Well, the screen's cracked, but it looks like you bent the case. Take the case off. Phone's fucking folded where it's not supposed to fold.
It's a taco now.
Yeah. And they're like,
did it recognize
your
thumbprint?
I'm like, that's not important. No, you can't even see 3/4 of the screen.
I was watching a video on origami, and I got confused about hot dog fold versus hamburger fold.
Well, you know, I wanted to get into dating again, so I was trying to install Hinge.
Is this not how that works?
So it turns out when you do that, you void your trade-in value.
They told me to go to the Play Store, but I couldn't find Toys R Us, so.
So I got a new phone. It's fine. $600 later.
Could have been worse.
Yeah, that's not bad for a phone.
Though the worst part of that whole fucking day was I got out-salesmaned.
What?
Yeah. It was. So I walk in, and I'm just kind of perusing the store while they're attempting to get my data off old phone on new phone. And guys, you like that speaker there? I'm like, I mean, kind of, yeah, but I still have my working one. But the only issue is I can't find a charger for it anymore. He goes, yeah, they stopped making that a couple years ago. But this one, it says $499, but because you're getting a new phone, I can give it to for $200. I'm like, that's not going to happen. I don't need a speaker right now. He goes, okay. Goes back. He goes, hey, I see you have this extra line attached to a tablet that hasn't been activated in like 8 years. And I go, yeah, I used to use it for work, blah, blah, blah. He goes, tell you what, get that speaker. I can get this line off your and the tablet off your bill. I'm like, son of a bitch. All right, yeah, let's go.
No, he's pretty good at that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
did you hire him on the spot?
I wanted to, but no, I got out to my car.
Also, like, why couldn't he just fucking take the thing that you weren't using off of your bill?
Because he has commission rate and a sales quota that he needs to hit.
Yeah, but you say, okay, well, if you can do that without this, okay, tell you what, I will buy that, you take that off, and now I'm going to return this.
Yeah, but we're both in sales, so I understand where he's coming from, and he knew where I was coming from as a customer who doesn't want that off.
Yeah, because he's not supposed to take that stuff off.
Yeah.
I know, but now you return the speaker.
No, it's actually a really nice speaker, and I'm using it because my soundbar crapped out on me.
Oh, okay. Well, then you actually wanted the speaker.
I did, but just not in the moment because I was still running at 150 degrees because I broke my own goddamn phone.
What if you just showed the salesman your hamburgered phone and be like, how about you just take it off?
That's a nice phone you got there. It'd be a shame if something happened to it.
I believe these are called intimidation tactics.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, then I had to take my phone to Best Buy because they couldn't get anything off of that. And Best Buy goes, what the fuck did you do? And I go, it's fine. Just how do we rectify
no,
the situation?
You say, your mom sat on it. Now fix this.
No. That was a fun day.
I'm glad it was fun for you.
Was it a Sunday? Because that'd be a fun day Sunday.
Yes, it was.
Ha-ha! The puns!
The references. The references. The song.
I know.
Okay. You're looking at me like what are you doing? I was like...
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you just doing right now?
What are you doing?
I don't really know. I'm trying to host a podcast, and it's not going well. Like,
you said the puns, and I said the references.
I know. It's
not a pun if it's a reference. I'm just saying.
I mean, we'll agree to disagree.
What were you talking about? Oh, pre-internet technology.
Yeah, we got completely derailed.
I want not so. Let's just go back to fucking CB radios.
I mean, honestly, like, they're, I do occasionally miss landlines, and then I'm like, wait, no, I don't.
I would like, if I ever buy a house, I'm going to get one just to give that out to telemarketer, like websites that are clearly trying to just sell your, you know, Facebook.
That's not how that works.
I don't know. I'm trying.
No, I know, but like, that's not how that works.
I don't know. If you connect, well, Facebook never sells your information, of course, so I'm sure that's...
Well, no. Your other cell phone number still exists out there.
Yeah, well, if I could divert even half of it, that'd be great.
To the one that rings in your house?
You can turn the mute on.
Well, then why even have the line? Why don't you just give them a fake number?
Then after, I don't know. I never said I'm creative.
I'm going to pay for this thing that I don't want to give to people for phone calls that I don't want.
My entire career is not being creative. It's regurgitating what the creative people said. That's it.
I just want a red phone that when it rings, I have to answer it and be like, Mr. President.
Oh, I was thinking, Commissioner Gordon.
Just a bat phone?
Yeah.
Be like, all right, what do you need? The Joker's where? That's how you should start answering your telemarketer calls.
That's a good question, Batman. I'm going to put you on the line with Bruce Wayne. He knows what's going on.
Like, clever line, Riddler.
Oh, it's kind of disappointing. It seems like all the telemarketer calls now are automated stuff. Like,
they are, because turns out you don't have to pay robots.
Yeah.
Until they rise up and demand equal pay. And then we're going to have, like, another, like, it's still going to be bad, because now you're going to have man robots making more than female robots.
No, no, you're... No, you're just gonna have
man robots making more than female humans, and
you're just gonna have robots making more money than people.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
but like only if they're doing menial jobs like nursing or school teaching or.
Oh no, no, nobody's ever gonna pay enough money for the robots to do that.
No, no, I know. Like that's like those are the people that are gonna be making less than the robots.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like the jobs that don't matter, like nurses, school teachers, bus drivers, airline pilots, flight attendants.
Well, you know why
all these jobs that are worthless.
Well, you don't have to put any money in bus drivers. Just those fucking kids can make their own fucking way to school, right?
Damn right. Yep, and the people who. Program the robots will be making the most amount of money for some reason.
No, they're going to be replaced.
By robots?
Yeah.
Damn it. You think I'm not in robotics? And you know who's still going to have more money than God for some fucking reason that nobody can understand?
Jeff Bezos?
VC bros and tech bros.
Oh.
The worst people on the goddamn planet.
What's a VC bro?
Venture capitalist, bro. Yeah.
I mean... I think venture capitalists might be on the way. They might be replaced by
replaced by robots.
Yeah. Tech bros will be around longer than that.
VCs are on the way. Oh, God, I hope so. They suck. Like, hey, what if we just buy a bunch of companies that we don't understand how to run, and then pump them full of money, and then just sell them off real fast?
And sometimes
and
don't
fire
even pump
all
them
the
full
people
of money.
That know how to run them in the process of,
or just run them off with bad management.
That's what happened to Kelly Moore.
Who?
Kelly Moore, company out of, they're based out of California, I want to say.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody named Kelly.
No, during COVID, they got bought by a venture capitalist firm out of Texas who fired everybody that knew what they were doing and then moved HQ to Texas. And then end of last year, laid off 700 people. And then started this year.
Well, yeah,
also what happened to Boeing.
Well, they moved to Texas, so there's no tax.
Well, like, I mean, they're already in Texas.
No, no, yeah, but
see,
like,
I never understood why there weren't any taxes in Texas, because they're really close. Like, if you can't barely spell taxes without Texas, you know, like, just saying, they're real fucking close.
No, yeah, like that. So instead of like people don't like any employees don't have income tax for Texas if they're located in Texas.
Huh. Well, either way.
But it fucks up like those employees' taxes because they still have to pay for their own state.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah.
They are only one. Like, if you just swap the A and the E, they're the same. Conspiracy time.
Did you have to double check?
Yeah.
Why did you? There's five letters there.
I know, but I had to double check because I wanted to be right before I said the thing. I have a conspiracy.
Fair enough.
I have a conspiracy theory, right? So, this country, the big problem was taxation without representation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we had a bigger problem after we became our own nation. Well, what do we do?
We're broke.
Yeah, how do we get all those taxes back?
Tax of whiskey.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's how we got the whiskey rebellion.
No. We take a chunk of land and we call it taxes, but we can't call it taxes because then everybody will know. So what if we call it Texas and convince everybody that everything's better there because it's bigger, including the taxes in Texas? Conspiracy!
I don't think they are bigger because that's why they eat up all the fucking federal money.
I thought the solution was just poor representation.
That yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Except there is no poor representation in the country.
Fair enough.
It's funny because it's sad.
Where are we at in this episode?
55 minutes.
I think that's enough.
This is one of those episodes that never really found the rails. Those are my favorite ones.
So if any of our listeners know of any Yahoo drinks that they want to have alcoholicized.
Nope, that's the wrong one. There it is. If you guys have any questions, comments, show ideas, or have your interest in email at feedback@bloodandstudios.com. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/bloodandstudios. You can follow us on Instagram at bloodandstudios. You can also find Carlos at carlos@yahoo.com. and check out his GeoCities page at carlos@yahoo.geocities.com.
Is that still a thing?
No. But if it did, you'd have like a tail on your mouse cursor.
I wonder if I still have a Tumblr.
Probably. I don't know. See you guys next week.